I'm Nathan Cones here with your look at the midday news for this Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. Rob Sands, the Democratic nominee for Iowa governor, announced yesterday a new slate of endorsements for more than 100 Iowa Republicans. The list, which the Sand campaign has dubbed the Robpublicans, includes elected officials from the local and county levels, business owners, and even the former executive director of the Republican Party of Iowa, Stephen Noah. Several current and former elected officials from the listening area have added their endorsements as well. Ben Smith, who has won four terms running as a Republican for Sac County Attorney, is among the list of endorsers. Former Crawford County Sheriff Jim Steinkuhler, who also offered his backing. Steinkuhler did run as a Democrat in the four terms he served as Crawford's chief law enforcement officer, but switched his party to Republican in a 2024 bid for county supervisor. The countdown to the 4th of July is under 2 weeks, but Iowans have already started to hear the boom synonymous with the holiday. It's been 9 years since Iowa legalized fireworks, but the rules and regulations around them have changed several times in the near decade since. Carroll Police Chief Brad Burke says that has led to persistent confusion about when and where they can be used.
There has been a lot of changes. Of course, before it was home rule, the cities could make their own choice and counties could make their own choice. So the city of Carroll was a no fireworks use at all. And then a couple of years ago, legislation made a change where we had to allow it on certain days. And so we do follow the state code and allow the use of fireworks on July 3rd, July 4th, and December 31st, just those 3 days in the city of Carroll. Of course, sales are a little bit different, but the use of fireworks within the community has changed over the years.
There are also time limitations on fireworks usage. On July 3rd and July 4th, they're allowed between 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. in Carroll. Outside of those two specific windows, they can lead to significant penalties for users caught in violation.
Minimum fine of $250 if found guilty, too. So it's not like it's just a little slap on the wrist. It could be a pretty hefty fine from the court system if you are found guilty.
And unlike a routine traffic ticket, citations require an accused violator to appear in court. Burke says they respond to as many as 200 calls per year pertaining to fireworks, and almost all of those come in during June and July, taking up hundreds of man hours every summer. He asked residents to consider their neighbors and community before they light off fireworks outside of the allowed times and dates. Burke also reminds residents to follow safe practices.
You are using an explosion, so big thing is just handle them as they're advertised. If it's something that you're supposed to set into a tube and shoot off, then make sure you follow those directions and those rules. If you're holding fireworks in your hands and trying to throw them, expect one's going to go off and you could get injured. So we have had injuries in the past, burns and explosions in hands and faces and eyes, and had issues with that. So we've gotten calls on those also. So I know that the ERs would probably say that fireworks injuries have increased since the laws have changed. So just be safe. Also, don't be let them launch and land on your neighbor's house, because you could start a fire and liability could be an issue there too. So there was a car, I think, last year that someone threw a firework into and it burned the car up. Things like that do happen.
Specific regulations vary from city to city, so check with local authorities before setting off displays to ensure compliance and avoid a citation. Iowa crops remained in generally good condition despite another week of storms and heavy rainfall, according to the latest Iowa Crop Progress and Condition Report from the USDA. Farmers had 4.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending July 21st, slightly more than the same week a year ago. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg says it was another active weather week as a line of storms pushed through central and southeast Iowa last Wednesday, with strong winds leaving behind pockets of property and crop damage. The week ended with widespread and steady rainfall across Iowa. Looking ahead, cooler temperatures are likely through the end of the week. Outlooks show warmer temperatures will likely return as we get closer to the 4th of July. The crops would benefit from some sun and warmer weather as we enter the heart of the growing season. Corn emergence did reach 99%, matching last year's pace, with 77% of the crop rated good to excellent. Soybeans were 98% emerged, 2 percentage points ahead of last year, though only 3% had reached the blooming stage, trailing last year by 9 points. Soybean conditions were rated 74% good to excellent. Topsoil and moisture was 18% short to very short, 60% adequate, and 22% surplus, while subsoil rates 23% short to very short, 60% adequate, and 17% surplus. Statewide average precip was 1.66 inches, nearly a half inch above normal. Statewide average temp for the week was 67.8 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 4.3 degrees below normal. You can read the full report online at nass.usda.gov. And we do need to step away for just a moment. Stick around. More news after this on KCIM.
I need my space.
Please, give me some room.
Because when you see my vehicle on the side of the road with lights flashing, but you don't move over.
Or slow down, you're putting me and yourself in danger.
So move over for emergency vehicles, tow trucks, construction vehicles.
Highway helpers and even passenger vehicles with their hazards on.
If lights are flashing, move over when passing. It's the law.
A message from the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being a dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you have provided. I've faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. As the 2026-27 school year approaches faster than most students would probably like, there is some new legislation that will take effect both in and out of the classroom for Iowa schools. One such bill that may change matters on the gridiron this fall is House File 2591, which allows 8th graders in Iowa to play varsity sports. Carroll Community School District Superintendent Dr. Casey Burla points out that each Iowa school will have to determine its own system for that change.
We think it's the school is going to be deciding, you know, what's our process for allowing 8th graders to participate in varsity.
The bill, signed into law by Governor Reynolds on June 2nd, will take effect no later than August 1st. Senate File 274, which was signed on June 1st, mandates Iowa public schools accept legal tender as a form of payment for entry into any extracurricular interscholastic athletic contest or competition. The colloquially named Cash at the Gate bill takes effect July 1st, countering the movement away from physical currency and towards cards and digital payments. Burla says that he understands the customer's perspective, but cashless payments do have their upsides.
We completely understand the side of the spectator. From our side, there are a lot of things that doing it cashless, there were advantages just in terms of not having to handle cash and count and reconcile. It made that a lot smoother.
Other notable bills taking effect this school year include Senate File 2428, which changes classroom removal procedures regarding disruptive student behavior, Senate File 2218, which requires Iowa public schools to utilize E-Verify, that's a U.S. Department of Homeland Security website that allows businesses and employers to determine the eligibility of their employees and their hiring process, and Senate File 2220, which alters the criteria for talented and gifted programs and advanced pathways. As we continue into summer here, Iowans have yet to see much in terms of mosquito activity. ISU professor Ryan Smith leads the state's mosquito surveillance program and says there are some mosquitoes out there.
So far this year, we've yet to see those, you know, that big boom of some of those nuisance or biting mosquitoes that usually occurs at this time, sometime in June or early July.
We've seen more rain recently, but Smith says mosquitoes need standing water to flourish.
Without that, they don't have a place to, you know, more or less complete their early development. And a lot of the mosquitoes that we tend to see in really high number are known as floodwater mosquitoes. And so without those kind of flooding-like events, that without having those, we're not getting mosquito eggs to hatch out or to fully utilize the standing water.
Warmer weather can also help mosquitoes develop.
With warmer temperatures, to some extent, once you get to a certain point, it can be negative, but with consistent warm temperatures, it allows for mosquitoes to develop at a faster rate. And, you know, so usually probably the ideal temperature is going to be around like 85.
Smith says that's why we often see more mosquitoes at the end of June and into July.
At this point of the year, the temperature is going to hold up, and so usually that's kind of the thing that tends to initiate or really start the season.
Smith says you should continue to be aware of those conditions as you spend more time outside.
They're definitely out there. Take some precautions if you're going to be in a place that might have some mosquitoes, but at least right now it's not too bad yet.
Smith's lab traps and identifies more than 100,000 mosquitoes each year. And that is going to be wrapping up your look at KCIM's Midday News for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.